Anytime we come for a session, it is a place to give thanks to God. Why? Because there are some of you, your mates, right now, they are not in church. Do you understand? So it is even a privilege to be at a place for days. You see, you know, Jesus, when he was 12 years old, I hope you know what happened to him. Yeah. His parents left him. They thought that he was with another group, but he was found in a temple asking questions. Please, you understand it? All right. Oh, let's welcome Reverend. Reverend is here. Oh, your clapping is weak. Oh, is that how you can clap? Oh, your best is not enough. Your best is not enough. Oh. In fact, let's welcome Reverend again.
Hallelujah. Please take your seat. I know why you are excited. And first of all, I want you to know that our daddy has just arrived in our camp. Come and put your hands together. The way you are excited is the same way I'm also excited. Do you understand? And let me teach you this. The presence of your father at your function is an indication that your father approves of what you are doing. Do you understand? Shall I say it again? Yes. I can't say it in key. Yes. But what I'm saying is that the presence of your father, okay, at your function, at your event, it validates what you are doing. That is why, so if you grow up and you're about to get married, you see that you will not call your class teacher, you call your father. Your father, if everybody comes for your engagement and your father doesn't come, the engagement is not complete. Your father must be present. And if your father comes and nobody comes, the engagement is complete. Do you understand? So we are blessed and we are privileged that our father has come to be with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, and it tells that he's really happy with what we are doing. Do you understand? I cannot tell you, I cannot tell you the input. I cannot quantify the input he has made for us to be here since Wednesday. Okay, we've been here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He kept checking up on us. He kept sending us food. He kept sending us money, all so that we'll be comfortable. I don't know why you are not clapping. Yeah. And for me, as he has come, I want to hear him speak to us. How many of you also want to hear daddy speak to us? Yes, I want him to speak to us and tell us something. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that we have come. He has left the adults and he says that he's come to visit us. Why are you not clapping? To visit us and to say hello to us. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet and let's put one together and welcome daddy.
Amen. Can you take your seat, please? I know you are excited. When you saw me, I came with Reverend Tony. Put your hands together for him. I know you are learning a lot here. And I thank Reverend and the team. We moved around. I asked so many questions about what you are learning here. And I've seen that this program has become very impactful. A lot of things has been taught here, and you are learning. Put your hands together for Reverend and the team. Let's shout and say, Reverend, God bless you. Amen. I know we will do this thing very often, and you guys will come. Who will come again when we organize a program like this? Everybody will come. Then we will put it into the church calendar, and we will organize it next year. Amen. Me buy my own say ebi mo ni age ebi mo count memory verse ebi mo recite foundation of reading the scriptures, foundation of reading Christian books, foundation of quiet time. Wow, put your hands together for yourselves. When you go to your various destinations, you have to practice whatever you've been taught here, and it will help you to grow and become a person like bishop or apostle or reverend. There are some verses that I used to preach at church. I learned them when I was just like you. I was attending Sunday school at Kumau. About 40 years ago. So whatever you are learning here today, it will help you in your future. It is very practical. So pay attention to him and write everything that you can write, and it will help you. Amen. Let me see your daughters, your books. Wow. 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 Put your hands together for yourselves. When you go to where you came from, tell your brothers that when we organize a program like this, they should come with you. Tell them to come. Tell them the things you've learned, the enjoyment you have had here. Tell them so that the next program, they will come. Amen. God bless you. God bless Reverend. God bless the team. Everybody. Let's put our hands together as we are welcoming to take the podium. God bless you, Reverend. I'm so excited. I watch you at Bishop Ogo's funeral. I love
God bless you. I think you should pray for me.
Everybody be on your feet. Let's pray. Stretch forth your hands towards him. We are praying that God should increase his anointing. Pray for him. More grace. More grace. More grace. We are praying for grace. May the anointing of God come over him. Pray for him. Let heavens open for him. Wherever he will stand, may the heaven recognize his voice. Begin to pray for him. Pray for him. Wherever he will stand, may the hand of the Lord come over his life and his ministry. Heavy recognition now. Pray for him in the name of Jesus. Father, let your anointing be abound in the name of Jesus. Receive grace to move forward, to do mighty things for the Lord. Receive grace to impart generations. May your voice be heard all over the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive this grace. The grace of God is coming strongly upon your life. In the name of Jesus, receive it in Jesus' name. My God, God is giving you a voice. Every child will listen to you. Every child will desire to listen to you. In the name of Jesus, you will change lives. You transform lives. You build foundations. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will lose those who have been bound by the devil through your teachings and your ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for more sponsors. I pray for more sponsors. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
God bless you. Oh, why don't you put your hands together? Your clapping is very weak. Bishop, God bless you so much. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. What a blessing. Please take your seat. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah. I think this is a good way to end the camp. It's a good way. It's the best way to end the camp. And Bishop, God bless you so much for loving us and for helping us. Yeah. If the devil can succeed in making in if the devil can succeed in making most pastors believe that the children ministry is not important, then the devil has succeeded in destroying the church in future. Hallelujah. But we will not give up on you. We will not give up on you. Amen. Because you are the future of the church. The church that we are building. Because in a few years to come, we will not be here again. By the law of averages and statistics, after a few years, we will not be here again. Hallelujah. And we believe, God, that when we hand over the baton to you, you will run the race and you will not disappoint us. By that time, we'll be in heaven and we'll be looking down and we'll be cheering you on in Jesus' name. Say amen.
Amen.
So tonight, we are going to have our last pillar, our last foundation. And then I'm going to pray for you tonight. Those of you who don't speak in tongues, you will speak in tongues.
Amen.
Something about you will change tonight.
Yeah.
And when you get home, your mother who has been sorting you, when she sees you, she will see that you have become a different child.
Amen.
You have become a special child.
Amen.
Bible says that when Moses was born in Exodus 2:2, he said his parents saw that he was a goodly child. They hid him for 3 months. Yeah. Your parents will see that you are a goodly child.
Amen.
Yeah. A lot of the things they complain about, it will drop off you here this evening. Say amen.
Yeah.
And so we started from Wednesday. We've been talking about mighty foundation. Listen, there is no better theme to use this year than this particular year. And next year, we are believing that next year, if you don't register early, when you are coming to register, we'll tell you that the place is, we are booked. Because the people who didn't come, they will come next year. And so next year, you have to register early. So we've been talking about why your foundation is important. And I said that if you don't have a foundation, in Matthew chapter 7, we saw the man who built his house without a foundation. When this other man was digging the ground and he was building on the rock, this other man was painting his building. So don't envy your friends who have 3 mobile phones and their boyfriends are Okada riders. And don't envy such people. They are painting their house and they are doing housewarming. Very soon, the wind will blow. The rains will come down. And then the flood will come. And those three things are what are going to test your foundation. That is why we want our foundation to be what? Mighty. So what are the foundations we spoke about? First of all, I told you, we read the scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. And it says that what? Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn seven pillars. So these seven pillars are what are going to hold your foundation. Be honest. After the pillars, I can, if you want 20 pillars, I can give you. But we'll do only seven pillars. And I'm believing God that every pillar, you take them one by one and be serious with it. And next year, we will build upon the mighty foundations that we have done. Oh, you don't understand what the English I'm speaking? You see, I was talking to you about the foundation of reading Christian books. Yes. So a lot of the books we read, they are not written in tree. Read English and change your grammar. So what is the first foundation? Our foundation of what?
Quiet time.
Listen, ask for that foundation. If you are not taking anything from this camp, your quiet time is important. Yes. One of the precursors, the English is even too big for you people. One of the determinants for fruitfulness, okay, is when people learn to be alone. I want to give a certain example, but I can't give. When people learn to be alone. Quiet time is the time that you spend alone with God. You alone. And you must learn to be alone with God in a quiet place. And I'm saying that to even start with, if you don't have a Bible, I'm just believing God. When Bishop was praying for me, he prayed a prayer that may God give you sponsorship. I'm looking for people to sponsor me with Bibles. And everywhere I go to preach, I will share Bible for children free of charge. Yeah. Because I've seen that children have mobile phones more than they have Bibles. The Bible, you will open your mouth and put it inside. Yeah. So if you don't have a Bible, all the things we are saying in this camp, it will not apply to you. You don't understand it. You need a Bible. You need a Bible. If you go home, tell your mother that a certain pastor came from Accra. He said that I need a Bible. Your birthday. I don't know if you have celebrated your birthday already. Hey, Mundo also. How many of you now celebrate your birthday? Your birthday is in September, October, November, December. So this year, General, now your birthday, dear. Your birthday, I'll take you out. You don't have Bible. We have Bible already. So your birthday, tell your mother that she shouldn't buy you pizza. They shouldn't buy you what? Pizza. Pizza is equal to what? Bread, stew, and cheese. And a box. 200 Ghana cedis. What says scan? Scanner sheet. Okay. So get a Bible. Everybody get a Bible. So your quiet time, very important. Insist on the daily quiet time. No Bible, no breakfast. No Bible, make it your mantra. No Bible. Ube ko fie sisi a, ude try me. Ube ko sisi a, ye be fre pragrara no. Ube ba be fa wako. If you don't read your Bible, you are not going to last. Yeah. Show me a Christian who is spiritual and who is solid, and I'll show you a Christian who reads his Bible every day. Every day. Don't be a China phone Christian. That will spoil after 3 years. Do you understand? Look, all the phones are phones, but they are phones. When you buy them, it can last you for 7 years, 8 years. Why do you think everybody wants to use iPhone? China phone. When phones came, I used to have one China phone. It has about 11 lights. Hey, unya call back one. She said, "What charge it?" When I'm charging the phone and the car pass and the car blew on, bam, then the battery will come down. Hey. Let me say no. And it's like home theater. When you get the call, you can't sleep again. Panana, 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 pam, panana, 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 pam, prime. Hey, when the phone is ringing and the whole house is shaking. After 2 months, the phone goes spot. When it comes, it looks flashy, very nice. But after some time, it's spot. May your Christianity never be like that.
Amen.
Where did you? Send an energy now, but now, amen. And you know what today? Spag. And Juma, digestion has started. Now, Mumun did it. And I'm my moon cool cool. Ah, moon dickes. Yeah. What is the second pillar? The second foundation. Foundation of what? Foundation of prayer. Everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
Say, I will pray. Say, I will pray. It is the prayer. One day in our church, we have something we call give thyself holy. Okay. And then when the pastors register, we call the pastors and then we tell them that, thank you for registering. We've received your registration. So one day somebody registered and we called the person. Then the person said, then we said, hello, sir.
Hello.
So, oh, sir, please, we receive your registration, then, oh, sorry, sir. Then the person said,
a lot of people make this mistake. I am not sir. My name is Lady Reverend.
E. Just say, Obane Kasado. Then we say, oh, we are very sorry. Say,
don't worry. A lot of people make this mistake. It is the prayer.
Everybody say,
don't worry. A lot of people make this mistake. It is the prayer.
Do your voice like they say,
it is the prayer. I say, don't worry. Don't worry. Everybody say, don't worry. A lot of people make this mistake. It is the prayer.
you have been praying, but your voice has not changed. Yeah. Bible says, Moa has settled on his lids, and his scent has not been changed. He has not been empty from vessel to vessel. You've not prayed. That's why your voice is like, it's nice like that. You see, you say you are preserving your voice for Ghana Most Beautiful. Oh, yo. What do you call? Now, Ghana Most Beautiful, how many people have come from Kumasi? So the rest of you have to pray. Yeah. Prayer is very important. If the devil can get you to understand that prayer is not important, he has won. He has won. Everything by prayer, nothing without prayer. Prayer is very important. You cannot live your life successfully without praying. I don't know how you go about it. No. It is one of the requirements in life to pray. You can't say you are a Christian, but you don't want to pray. Listen, prayer, Episcopal sisters, I feel I'm about Wallahi. Show me perfume here. Mumbra. And mumbe pray. And mu perfume ni na ebeko. Mumbra. Mumma. Where is Starboy? Starboy, I told you to go to the back. Starboy, me pesa. Or you put a beg for her. For him. Where is he? I am sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, lady pastors, munko echirwati. Nothing I'm aba. Hey, help us. Boy. Yeah. Prayer is very important. Look, the day you give your life to Christ, you have started a battle with the devil. Whether you like it or not, you are. Come and sit here. There's a chair here. There's one empty chair here. No, let her cry. It's okay. Don't tell her to stop. Let her cry. It's part of the service. Mani suwai obejai onu akasa obejai asantoa ekuya nana na bra Abigail bra eye. At the moment no kabel and come bra hey edena mu ye no eye ni yapa o eye. Hey, camp ni what say camp no. camera don't turn so. One day when she grows up and she's singing in the church, we'll show it to her. The foundation of what? Prayer. Everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
Yeah. There are many things people can do for you. One of them is not prayer. How many of you, somebody has told you that, ukwa sorry, abompaye mami. Who have heard that thing before? Say, eya abompaye mami. How many of you have prayed for such people before? We don't pray. We don't pray. No, we don't mind them. Eya abompaye mami, what? Even pastors, when church members tell us that, pray with me, we don't pray for them. Now, how that is on me, no, I'm not done. And I should come and add you to my prayer. No. Amen. Insist on prayer. Prayer makes you a girl of authority. Prayer is like the cement. Listen to me. Prayer is like the cement that helps in building the foundation. Yes. It will not weaken your foundation. What's the next one? Foundation of singing Christian songs. Yeah. Yeah. King Paluta is your main guy. Kwame Eugene. Hello, Monica. Like that song, you like it. Hello, Monica. You like it. Last week, you and your brother, you were fighting over Stone Boy and Shatter. Who has more money? It's a useless fight. That's why the Bible says, fight a good fight of faith. That fight, you and your brother, Stone Boy and Shatawale. Christian song. A spiritual song. A song that when they start singing, the atmosphere changes. You like filthy songs too much. You like filthy songs. Songs that will cause you to do evil. Yeah. All the songs they composed this day. Look, first, we said our time, those songs were bad. By your time, there is bad, it's worse. Every song they have to show woman but us. Every song they have to show some but us. Why? Even the Christian songs cried there, they are worse. Somebody sit in his house, two lines, then it's a song. If you watch the clip of the song that they say is a gospel song, somebody, small girl, she has come to stay with somebody, they pour hot water on her, she collect her bag in Ghana must go, she walk by the roadside, the next thing you know, she's driving Range Rover, then myeye, nyamiye miye, waye miye, waye miye. Is that gospel? Gospel is the good news. A good gospel song must make people give their lives to Christ. A good gospel song must build your faith. So select the songs you listen to. It's not every song you listen to. Some of the songs, they are toilets. I'm telling you, go and tell them. Me, I don't fear them. Oh. I don't fear them. Kai, me mean do biaka. If you sack me from Ghana, I'll go to Cote d'Ivoire. I'm quite messing with French. Hallelujah. Your song is very important. The songs you sing. Make my life a prayer to you. I want to be where you want me to. No empty words. These are the songs you should sing. There's a group called Hillsong. Ish. When we were on campus, those were the songs we used to sing. Pastor Solo, those were the songs we used to sing. Hillsong. We are always waiting for the next album for the year that to come out. Hey. We are always waiting for. Now, you people, I don't even know the songs you feed on. Yeah. Mr. Drew has done some. Keche has done some. Terminator. Who composed even Terminator? One can promise. Ni shoot is a wellington boot. Ninya omunya cough. Omu try. Omu try. Your mama na muti. Black Sheriff. Black Onye. Kweku Freeport. The Asembeba. Asembebo. Asembeba. Useless song. Asembe in Ebeba. No, Asembe in Ebeba. What's the next foundation? Foundations of memorizing scripture. Hey! If you don't memorize scriptures, you will not be a good pastor. I've quoted more scriptures in this camp than any other camp. A lot of scriptures. And the scriptures you will learn now, they are the scriptures that will help you. Oh, I'm telling you. I'll tell you the difference between a bad pastor and a good pastor. A bad pastor is somebody who is preaching and there are no scriptures. If you find yourself in a church like that, run away. Far away, 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 far away. He was in the battlefield, far, far away. I said, once a time, my father was a soldier man. He was in the battlefield, far, far away. I said, once. Far away, far away, far away, far away, far away. He was in the battlefield, far, far away. Yeah, I glory mudedo. Memorize scriptures. Because you see, the reason you must memorize scriptures is because you are able to memorize complex things. At your age in class 5, they were able. Your teacher has been able to convince you to learn the 20 elements. Such complex things. Yeah. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, barium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium. Ademufu said, my boy. My boy. My boy. They've taught you this complex thing with their chemical symbol. They told you that acid reacts with base to form salt and water. At your age, you know all this one. And you cannot learn a scripture, just two lines. There must be a problem. 16 regions and their capitals. 9 planets. Continents. Capital cities and their countries. Hey! Long poem. When your school is about to do graduation, long poem. They will make you memorize it because your headmaster want to use you to collect 10 CDs from the parents who have come for the graduation. The title of my poem is Education. My name is Gloria Owusu. The title of my poem is Education. Education. Then the MC will say, oh, Mama Musema Gloria, Mama Musema Gloria. Then you see Gloria mother will come and piti 5 CDs on her. Education. Education. Education is the key to success. Education is the key to success. They make you memorize scripture. They make you memorize poem. I told you about my teacher who was beating me for poem. Hey. 20 froggies went to school down beside a rushy pool. 20 little coats of green. 20 vests all white and clean. Master Boo Frog Gravenstein called the classes in their tent. So, Mbasa poem be. Yeah. One day, I took a decision that I would learn a scripture every day. When I was in the university, we went for a certain program. We call it TTFPP. Yes. I went to the same school with Apostle. I went to the same school with him. And the wife was my classmate. We're in the same class. The day we were going for the TTFPP, she came to pack my bag and tea, but she went to a different community. Now, the TTFPP, you don't know anybody. You are 12 in the group. It's when you are light that you know the remaining 11 people. You don't know anybody. So when we went for the TTFPP, we were in the community. Then one afternoon, listen to the story, one afternoon we were there. Then we're listening to radio. I think boys were there. Then as before I realized, no, they started playing a song in the radio. Then the song was like, pam, pam, pam. So when the song came, then one of the guys said, hey, anyway, Anyway, he mentioned who composed the song. He mentioned the year the song was composed. He mentioned the reason why the person composed the song. He mentioned the person who composed this, where the song was composed. I'm saying, what? How do you know all this? And why not confirm the Bible? No, because if you can tell everything about the song, then you must be intelligent. So use your life. Listen, your brains are fertile. Use your brain to memorize scriptures. It will make you a better pastor. When you are preaching and you know scriptures, you preach with authority. Yeah. Not many children pastors can preach like the way I preach. Because the work I do is a risky job. It's very risky. If you say you are a children's pastor, it's a very risky job. It's a specialized job. It's okay to be a doctor, but it is difficult to be a neurosurgeon. Because you have to specialize to be a neuro. It's a difficult job. Because you don't know whether what you are preaching, the children understand you. Look at how I'm preaching. Look at how this girl is going. Oh, kokra, sisya, odin, I'm konongo. She, oh, kokra. Where do we? Sisya, where do we? Koko. We do a cry. You are laughing at somebody. We do a cry. Obeda, sisya. Say, waha. How many of you are going to memorize scriptures? May you memorize scriptures in Jesus' name. Yeah. If you memorize scriptures, you will know. If you memorize, yeah. I'm going to compile a list of scriptures. I'll send it to apostles and they'll share it for all of you. Yeah, we'll share it for you. You must know scripture from every book of the Bible, all the 66 books. You must know one scripture at least from all the books of the Bible. It's not difficult. Yesterday, what was it yesterday? Yesterday, I took less than 20 minutes to teach you the books of the New Testament. It's not magic. It's not magic. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Less than 20 minutes. Less than 20 minutes. Less than 20 minutes. Less than 20 minutes. And the books of the Old Testament, I can use less than 10 minutes to teach you. But you told me you know it already, so. Well, I was teaching to a point. We did Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And I told you, when you get to Deuteronomy, you say what? Joshua judges Ruth. It's a sentence. Joshua, he's a human being. He judges Ruth. Joshua judges Ruth. 1st and 2nd Samuel. 1st and 2nd Kings. 1st and 2nd Chronicles. It's easier. You can go on till you get to Malachi. But yesterday you were doing Tobe, Pam Pam. You say you know already. So me, I won't teach you. You beg. Yes. The time is up. Tomorrow morning, I'm taking my bag. I'm going back to my village. Oh. I should teach you.
Yes.
I should teach you.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, I'll teach you. So that it will be fresh in your mind. You not clap. You are going to be a generation of pastors who are going to preach with scriptures.
Yeah.
With scriptures.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you stand to when we are having a normal conversation, so it reminds me of the scripture in, then you mention the thing. Say, hey, I quay a deep. You now when they are talking, every talking be a ebe, every topic be a ebe. You know more ebe than you know scriptures. Ebe will never take you to heaven. I'm telling you. Ebe, why say? Because you want to become a busua peninti. What's starting ebe? At your age, a year be a obeko. A year be a obeko because you are rehearsing how to be a busua peni. Apu, miss apples. No mu dema mikra mepe. A busua peni. Oh how kwa. Many time fast have meeting. A busua peni meeting Sunday anopa. Ye call meeting adanya ubiewu. Kai. So learn the scriptures. How many of you are going to promise that you learn the scriptures? Yeah, you learn it. Learn it. Scriptures will make you a man. You see, when Jesus studied the scripture in Luke 4 and in Matthew 4, when when the devil came, he told him that man shall not live by bread alone. It means that you don't, apart from living by food, the other thing you must live by is the scripture. And you see, temptations will come. One of the things that will save you, star boy, sit well. One of the things that will save you is the amount of scriptures you know. Yes. The amount of scriptures you know will determine whether you'll be able to stand or not. Sometimes you see young people, my friends say we should come for party and I'm confused. You ask yourself that, is it in the Bible? Is it in the Bible that you can have pool party in the night? What is the next foundation? Oh, you didn't write the note. Let's see, I don't come. The foundation of what? Listening to preaching messages. Yeah. Sleep with preaching messages. Yeah. Something will enter you. A spirit will enter you. A spirit. Look, you see, I'm telling that these little ones, they should go to the back. They are disturbing me. Bring the adults here. The adult, yeah, bring them. These people, look at Akosia. Who say where did they have me? See, me can't be before back and say me antichrist. Koichi. Where did they have me? Where Jarry? See, Obeda. Two name the obey. Akosia Koichi, why? Koda oho. Why? And you bring me the cowbell, man. Koda. Yeah. If you have a phone and they preach, when bishop preach, they record it. Go to the people who record. They call it filling station. Tell them they should fill your phone with the preaching. When you are going to sleep, put it on, let it play and sleep with it. You don't need to know what he's preaching about. All you need to know is that a certain voice is talking. You will wake up filled with the Spirit of God. Yes, something will happen to you. Something will happen to you. I'll tell you my story. One day I came to church. When I came to church, my pastor held my hands like this and he sent me to the children's church. And he said, from today, pastor the children's church. I've never pastored children before. Look, for 3 weeks, I was struggling to preach to the children. For 3 weeks. Then I went to the bookshop to get a tape of my pastor, Bishop Oko Boteidoku. I listened to the preaching messages for 1 week, back to back. That was the only thing that was playing in my room. The following Sunday, when I went to church and I started preaching, suddenly the children could understand what I was saying. Something will enter you. What's the next one? Foundation of reading Christian books. You got to read. You have to read. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Where is he? Let the church say amen. Anytime you hear the song, it will remind us of him. Let the church. No. Hello, Emmanuel Nko White. Wait, Manitana. Yeah, Manitana. Jenny Red, but it's a Valentine. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. God has spoken. Come on. Let the church say amen. Yeah. You must learn to read books. Books are a blessing. Tell your neighbor, books are a blessing. Tell your neighbor, books are a blessing. All right. Is that the last one?
Yes.
Now, the seventh pillar, the seventh foundation. Let a church say amen. Let a church say amen. has spoken, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Oh, let the church say amen. God has spoken. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. I told you I'll teach you a song. This is the way I wanted to build. Oh, this is the way I wanted to build.